there have been a variety of improvements. At a high level for WIDB, our goal in the .NET space was to ensure that all of our customers can leverage their existing investments. And that includes not only existing investments in technology, but also existing investments in people. So on the technology side of things, we want to make sure that all this existing code that you've got moves over to the .NET world in a seamless way. We've done a lot in the reliability side of things to make sure that that when you recompile, it does just work. Not always, but pretty often. That wasn't as often the case as we would have liked in 2002 and 2003. We solved a lot of the big problems that we had. Some folks might be familiar with the mixed DLL loading problem. We've resolved all the issues around that for 2005. But probably the most exciting and the most visible thing to people, as you mentioned, is the new language. For 2002 and 2003, we took a design approach to manage extensions that we discovered later on wasn't the right way to go. Specifically, we thought that C++ developers cared most about preserving the language. So all the extensions we made were 100% ISO conformant. We made sure that all of our new keywords were underscore underscore keywords, like the underscore underscore GC. We didn't add any operators. We didn't really change anything that affected the language in a standards conformant sort of way. It turns out, though, that by preserving the language, we broke the programming idioms that C++ developers came to expect to use when they were developing. And that was far more offensive. And that's why we got a lot of bad feedback about managed extensions and why a lot of people find it clunky to use. In WIDB, we have deprecated managed extensions. We pretty much started from scratch, and we designed a new syntax for targeting .NET through C++, which has the following design goals in mind. First, how do you take the C++ programming idioms and have them make sense on .NET? And second, how do you take the .NET programming idioms and have them make sense for Windows C++? So as an example, templates on .NET types, right? We can do that in the new WIDB. And that's a C++ idiom that's coming over. Another example is deterministic finalization, right? In C++, if you've got some precious resources, right, and you want to be able to free those resources up at a known time, the way you do that is you allocate something on the stack, and with that exit scope, you automatically get your destructor called. In other .NET languages and in VC previously, you didn't actually have an automatic model like that for doing for freeing resources, except in the case of memory. And the GC works really good for memory, but for things like database connections, it doesn't work so well for you. You really want those to be freed up deterministically. So in the WIDB version, with the new language, syntax for targeting .NET, all you have to do is the same thing you would always do in C++. Even if it's a ref type, right, even if it's sitting on the GC heap, go ahead and allocate it as if it were sitting on the stack, and we make it look like it has exactly the same semantics that it would if it were sitting on the stack, including getting destructed when you exit the scope. So we're bringing all those things over to .NET. As far as .NET idioms coming into C++, we've got garbage collection, and it really makes sense now. We've got generics, for example. So you can have both templates and generics in the same program, and in fact, you can have them interact with each other in really interesting ways. So you can have a generic interface being implemented by a templated class. So that opens the door for things like STL.NET. where you can have STL.NET that's fully verifiable, and this is something that we're shipping in WIDB, and it's fully interoperable with all of the generic collection classes that are available in the .NET BCL, because we're exposing all this templated code through these generic interfaces, and it ends up working very nicely. So that really focuses more on the side of leveraging investments in people. We've got millions of programmers out there who are real experts with C++. They understand the programming model, and they find it to be very productive. We want to make sure that same look and feel and programming model that everybody's familiar with continues to work in the .NET world.